Guys, we have all hopefully had a date in our lives, and that means good things, bad things, icky things.
Or maybe you're married right now, engaged, been with your partner for many years.
I thought you were going to say engaged, and I was like, oh, look at you being progressive.
I am very progressive. No, it applies to everyone. Regardless, though, these may have applied to you at some stage in your life.
Yeah, we've all been here in some aspect. And let me tell you, what these new dating trends are, I'm just over it. It's pretty gross. Like,
over it because you've been doing it to everyone?
No, what happened to old school, clear communication? Yeah, there's a lot here.
Doesn't happen. We're going to go through them today. You ready for it, Renee?
I was going to say date, but let's not.
Hello and welcome to In the Middle of the Podcast with Josiah and Renee.
This is the podcast exploring, well, the fact that we all have very different opinions. Not one of us is the same, but so often we come into unhealthy habits and ideas and conversations, even cancel culture.
You and I found that we're very good mates.
Oh,
we have very different values, beliefs, lifestyles as well, Renee, but you and I somehow make it work.
Yeah, we haven't cancelled each other yet, but in 2024, we're back each week, every Monday with a new episode exploring topics that society's putting down.
And we would love your help. Download every episode. That does help us. Rate us however you feel. 5 stars is better than 1, but you do you, boo.
All right, let's go.
We're here. Didn't know if we'd make it to this week.
What do you mean?
Last week's episode.
Oh, Josiah, please. Bring something more hardcore next time.
Do you know what? After our climate change episode, go download if you haven't heard. You're right. We have both Brian come
green.
In.
You're
look
a greenie. Yeah, look at you.
We're matching. Look
Is that
us.
A spoiler alert that you meet me in the middle and now you're you care about the environment?
It's my subtle way of saying sorry for last week. Absolutely hammering you. But I'm not sorry because look at our downloads on our podcast, Instagram. A lot of people.
You can't download Instagram, but you can like our videos. Go look at them.
You should be able to.
And Paddy does a great job. Shout out to producer Paddy.
He's here today. How are you, Paddy?
You're also wearing green.
Is he?
Oh, it's actually brown. No.
It's a bit of like a light brown cardigan. Another thrifted find. So in a way, aren't we all green today?
Yes, exactly. See, that's the spirit.
No, I reckon it's a greenie. From here, Paddy, it looks like a greenie
brown.
This
is very visual for an audio platform.
Well,
but
that might lead into my first sick or ick. Should we get into it?
Yeah, let's do it. Well, now you never got to wonder what they're going to
pick because this is sick or ick. Alrighty, sick or ick time. Mm-hmm. The first one, you could say many soups are the colour of Paddy's jumper or the colour of our shirts as well.
Where are you going with this?
Soups. Do you like soups? We're coming into winter in Australia, it's Southern Hemisphere.
Can I say, there's one thing I'm passionate about, it's not loving soups. And can I tell you why? The best part about soup.
Good for you though.
Is bread.
Oh, true.
Soup is like the meal you'd have when you're a naughty kid.
Do you eat bread?
Yeah, I love bread. So I just want straight the bread. I don't want to do the soup.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Unless it's a pho or a laksa, I don't care. Yeah. I don't want a pumpkin soup. That's like a juice cleanse vibe for me, and I don't want that.
I just remember being a kid, and the only way my mum could get veggies into me was in a soup, so I hated soups for so long. Oh. But I do. I've learnt to like it because I have to because it's healthy.
I just feel like I want to chew.
You'll love this. You're coming to my wedding in a couple of months. Yeah. Ooh, it's almost a month and a half away.
That's scary.
We had to pick the menu and so many things, but a big thing over there is soup. They always start with soups.
Okay.
But we're like, it's summer, even though it's traditional, we always start, you know, often. It's
so
not,
we
you don't
soup?
Have to. No, we took it off.
Oh my God, because do you know what's even worse?
At a
soup
wedding.
When you're drinking. Just like, my whole belly's turned into a liquid
literally
disaster.
All right, so it's ick.
Yes.
Okay, how about this? Just recently, the government, they're talking about giving you a tax deduction on gym memberships.
I've seen this. So the fitness industry are pushing to get gym memberships to be tax deductible.
What do you
reckon? And I think it's sick.
Yeah, do you reckon that'd encourage a lot more people to
100%.
Go?
100%. Like financially, a lot of people can't afford to go to the gym. So I think if it was something that they could write off, absolutely.
Certainly some. Like you've got your cheaper ones, which you can just go do your own things. But the ones which encourage people to go more,
totally.
The classes,
and it becomes
so
quite
expensive.
Elitist if you don't have access financially to it. So I think absolutely it should be.
Well, if you look at, here's a whole podcast. If you look at society, like the socioeconomic status, you know, fit people and often, you know, look after themselves, often live by the coast.
Yeah.
And the further you go inland, the people start to change.
Well, it's the harder it is to access.
The more KFC and Macca signs you start fast food, you start seeing them everywhere. You go regional, they're everywhere.
Yeah, this is true.
So I think it's all part of it. And gym memberships are expensive. You're living out there because you have less money. Like, it's all part of it.
Yeah, I'm all for it. I think that's sick.
Now, I want to get your thoughts on. I don't really. I think I already can guess your thoughts on this one. Now, the sick or ick on this. There's a new word. It's called the trad wife. Have you heard about this movement? They push it really strong. So basically what it is, it's modern day women.
Yeah.
They're pushing to embody ultra-conservative gender roles. So basically, it's called the trad wife. They're going nuts online at the moment. They are getting slammed, as you can imagine.
The trad wife.
So it's women basically wanting to bring back how women were 100 years ago, but with the rights. But like your role, like they're telling the kids, your role is to cook for the man, clean the house up, assume your role as a woman. But this isn't the men forcing this, and this is why I want to hear your opinion on it.
It's so some women might like to play the traditional role, but I also think that is like that's somewhat lazy. I think like, oh, we just want men to look after us. We don't want to do anything ourselves.
That's actually a good point.
And like I've had to check myself with this. I'm like, if I want to be a feminist, I can't just all of a sudden one day be like, oh, I just need a man to look after me. No. Like,
but is that puts more pressure on you, doesn't it?
Yeah, because I'm a human being living in society. If you don't see gender, then we're all just here trying to work.
No, because you're trying to lead it as a strong, independent female. But if you one day, like, wonder how you'll go. You'll actually change. When you finally, if you have a kid, you know, if you're blessed enough to have a kid, one day and you hold it and you can't work, well, you might be able to, but say you
can't. I'm going to have to financially rely on a partner.
And there's a man, and they're doing it.
Or a woman.
That would kill you.
Or a woman.
Or a woman. That would kill you.
Yeah, look, I'm not great at receiving. Like, how do I pay myself?
Hey, that's another great episode. How do we work around that? Look at us. We're just spitfiring here.
Okay. So I think that's sick. That's gross. I'm sorry. Trad wife.
I keep thinking sick's good. Like, it's sick.
No.
You said it like it's sick in a good
that's
way.
That's ick. I said it's that's ick. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, sick is sick.
What?
I keep thinking sick's a negative thing, but it means good.
Clip this up as Josiah trying to figure out his own language, honestly.
Our own segment.
Do you think
that's
a grit? The trad wife? Are you all about it?
I think it's sick.
Here we go. Here he is.
I don't personally agree with it, but I believe in their own choice. And I love it's if it's not a man pushing them into it and the woman wants to do it herself, I think that's sick enough.
I'll send them to the Amish culture.
Sickerick, no, I do know the name of the segment. Many people I've been hearing, like, it's so popular that
why
other
are you
people
so like handsy?
I'm excited. It keeps me
Josiah's
up and about.
Just always like, hello.
I'm hearing lots of other people it's taken off. Sickerick's all over the place at the moment.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see that. Interesting.
Using it as a segment. Good on it.
Didn't they say like copying is like a form of bribery?
Flattery. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you did we trademark this segment? We should have done that.
Oh God, that's a question for after the show.
What are we talking about today?
Today I want to talk about dating trends. I think 2024. Ooh. Like all the time they're just changing. Like I can't keep up with what's happening. But I've got a list of 11 dating trends for 2024. I mean, we are quite far into dating, but as someone that's about to get married, you probably haven't heard of these. Our producer Patty is still in a relationship.
Yes, that is true.
Okay, imagine if you just dropped on here that you weren't and like I'd feel so bad.
Nah. Yeah, guys, we just broke up. I'm really depressed.
I actually had this funny thought. Like you get so used to being in a relationship.
Yeah, that you forget.
And married and all this stuff.
Yeah.
That I was actually at a moment the other night. I was like, Melita made the most amazing dinner and I forgot. Remember dating and how that, you never, but just the unknown and you don't
know
who your partner is. Parts of it, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, for me, I find it. You think I'm like a confident, outgoing person? Get me in a dating scenario, the worst. I'm so stressed out. I'm having to do a shot beforehand.
But I wasn't out there just like dating. Like you'd set like a different girl every week.
No,
I never did that.
But like going on dates, like getting to know someone from an app. Did you ever do that?
No, I never did that.
Never did the apps?
No, never did that.
Oh, Patty, you met your partner on the app?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, Pinge?
Bumble? No, actually, it was
Tinder?
The traditional. Yep, that's the one. Ding ding.
He's like
my mate. I've got a few friends that have met their ones on Tinder.
Yeah,
nothing against it.
Oh, definitely not.
There's definitely still some taboo over it, and like obviously, I think you know, no one wants to admit like, oh yeah, we met there. But like, it's just becoming so normal now. It's like
totally.
It's been around for almost like surely more than a decade at this point.
It's the 2024 version of saying we met at a dance.
Exactly. No, it is.
Honestly,
you're right. It is. No,
so
you're right.
I'm all for it.
No.
Okay.
I'm moving with the times here.
Number one, breadcrumbing. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay.
But do you know what I call crumbs?
What?
You're a crumb. It's like a nice way of saying a worse word for.
Okay. Would you be, if you were single, hypothetically, and you were in the dating world, breadcrumbing involves sending intimate, non-committal messages to keep someone interested without intending to pursue a serious relationship.
No, that's it.
So it's a tactic that's grown to, like, I guess, have a digital communication, but never, like, actually really follow through.
No, that's that sounds like catfishing or something.
Really?
No, a little bit. If you're not going to willing to meet someone in real life.
So you're just giving them breadcrumbs. You're, like, kind of holding them on, options.
No, that's awful.
Really?
Yeah, that's mean. I don't like
you
that.
Value clear communication?
Yes.
See, I think
face
everyone says this, but do they?
Do you know what I am? And I have to say that to Melita as well. And this is for you. You're like, I could say it to you as well. Don't, like, every text message you go back and forth or digital Instagram communication back and forth.
Yeah.
By the time it takes to send 100 messages, we could have had that conversation in 1 minute.
Yeah. So I'm not great at phone calls.
Call me.
Okay. Oh, that's good to know. Good feedback for us. Thanks, Patty. We'll call you next time. Just so you're not replying to your messages.
I know, that's why. I'm reading them.
But then he declines your calls. So that's why. Okay, this one, ghosting. We know what ghosting is, but if you don't, obviously it refers to the abruptly ending all communication without explanation.
Yeah, I hear this. I reckon I may have done this.
Reckon you've ghosted?
I don't know. Yeah, not on purpose. Not in a mean way, but just like you don't want to let someone down. I would never do it to someone.
See, this is my issue.
I don't know.
I think ghosting, in theory, doesn't sound great. But when people aren't reading the room, when people are so desperate
and they're
just willing to settle and they're not like, you could be so obvious to the point where you're just like, I'm not interested in you, and people just keep pursuing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think ghosting's okay.
Yeah.
And that's coming from like a woke brigade over here.
Yeah, I know, and I love this because I kind of agree, because it's hard because they do say love is blind, right? So you're going, no.
Yeah.
They keep going.
Yeah.
You're going,
it's like when someone tries to break up with someone and they're like, no, not taking the breakup. Like, I think ghosting in some circumstances needs to be done. And especially if you're being harassed by someone, like 100%. Messaging you a lot, like delete, goodbye.
If you're in an unhealthy relationship as well, you know, like I had a bad ex and the best thing was to do was cut that off.
Well, do you know what I think, Josiah, as well? I think sometimes people are really bad at receiving feedback. So like we say, we all value open communication. But for example, if someone messaged me and was like, you are not a vibe. I don't want to see you again. Please don't contact me. That's going to hurt someone else's ego. So that no one does actually communicate the truth.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, sorry, I'm actually just not looking for anything serious. No, that's not true. You're not into me, and that's fine.
Yeah, I'm one of those people that loves open communication.
But are you going to say to someone, I'm not into you?
But also don't love confrontation.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'd say that we as society, and in particular women, I think are not great at receiving feedback.
I agree. I had a mate that was very much pursued to be on Married at First Sight. Like,
really?
Like begging him, throwing money, all this stuff at him.
Yeah.
But he's so honest. He is the best at this.
Yeah.
So he'll go, hey, you're just not good enough for me because you don't look after yourself or you're not this. And he means that with love. Gee. Like, no, in a very nice way. Like, hey, you want open communication? Here is what you're doing wrong.
You're not good enough
for me. God. You're gross in this area. Anyway, he goes, should I go on it? I said, yeah. But just so you know how you say these things.
You're going to get.
They isolated, you'll get smashed.
He'd be the villain.
So you're being, but he's being honest. So he shouldn't be.
Yeah, I don't know if you're not good enough for me is great communication and healthy feedback. Yeah,
that's better ways.
Okay, number three, kitten fishing. Any guesses what this is?
No, but it sounds awful.
Okay, it's a lighter version of catfishing. So it involves embellishing one's profile to appear more appealing on dating platforms. This might include minor lies about one's height or age or interests.
Melita did this to me.
Or heavily edited photos.
Melita did this. We've been laughing about this recently.
Really? Why?
So we met and we never told each other the ages of each other.
Oh, because there's a big age gap.
I knew she was young.
Yeah. 10 years?
She knew I was older, right? We're 10 and a half years.
Okay.
When we met, she would have been 21. Like, I knew she looks young, you know?
Yeah.
But when she mentioned she was at university, I was like, unless she's Einstein, she's got to be over 18.
So she kitten fish you?
Well, yeah. So basically, never told me her age. She was nervous that I'd find out and she thinks she's too young.
Aww.
And I was nervous. I never thought she's too old. I didn't care. I was like, I don't care because I know you're in uni. So I don't care if you're 28 or 20. You're hot. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I said so I just never told her. Anyway, I figured out through Facebook stalking that when she finished school.
Really?
So I figured out she would have been about 20,
so
21.
She's fresh out of high school.
We went on one of our first dates to golf, and we've been laughing about this because we just recently, it had been like a 2 years since we had that date.
I saw that. Yeah, tacky, bit cute.
A little bit, but cute. we were joking because that day she went and told my cousin who was playing golf, his girlfriend, that she asked how old she was straight to her face. She goes, really? How old are you? I wasn't there. She goes, I'm 23. She completely lied. So she told Bonnie, my cousin's girlfriend, that she's 23.
So she kinfish.
So it made me think until we just got to the point.
It's kind of harmless, but it also like raises issues about trust. I lied to someone, told them my name was Renaissance.
That full
for
name.
Quite some time.
Well, my dad's name's Skender, right?
Oh yeah, that's right.
And he told my mum when they first met that he was a prince from Scandinavia.
Wow.
She believes it.
Hey, Patty, any lies up front? I think everyone kind of extends the truth a little bit. Like I might say, hey, I'm super into like adventure, and you might not be, but anything up front?
Yeah, I just think like everyone's kind of, no one wants to be up front about everything, right? Like no one wants to be up front.
You don't red flag yourself too much.
They're scared. Like I'm an anxious mess. The last thing I ever want to be is like think, oh God, if I say that one thing, is that going to be bad? Is that going to make them hate me? This, that, that. Ugh. Like, I think a lot of it just comes down to anxiety.
Yeah, 100%. And also just wanting to be like, I don't need to give you my red flags up front. But no, surely...
honesty, you're going to get caught undone at some point. Like, I get it.
But it's kitten fishing. It sounds kind of cute.
But kitten fishing's fine. Catfishing's bad. This is just, it's almost like throwing the little breadcrumbs, like going back to the other one out there. And if they don't hurt someone...
Yeah.
If Melita was 16, that's hurting me because you've, you know.
Well, yes, law comes into it, of course. But,
and then if she was 31 and she was 21, that's hurting me as well.
Totally.
But if they're just little
but
funny ones.
But don't you think a social issue where it's kind of like, well, you need to stop stereotyping or like attaching labels to me because of my age or my job or whatever. Okay, next one. Open casting. I love this. Open casting captures the approach of casting. Open casting captures the approach of casting a wide net across the dating pool, engaging with numerous potential partners simultaneously.
So you're dating more than one person?
Yeah.
Or talking or dating?
Well, it says it reflects the abundance of choices available in the online dating market.
You had
trends.
Me at the word open. I just knew where you knew what this was.
Yeah.
I don't like it. This goes back to our traditional. Unless you're open and like direct, hey, just so you know, I'm also talking to this.
But at what point in a relationship do you have to start being like, I can only see you? Like, for example, hypothetically, you're monogamous. Like, when you're early stages, it's okay to have options open or to have available energy.
We call that the gray area.
Yeah, there's probably a gray area in most relationships, I would say.
But
because
if
it's
you
like,
fall,
when do you stop?
Head over
people.
Heels with someone.
Yeah, like if you said like I love you and you're both wanting to be monogamous,
yeah, that's
probably a little bit different.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But open casting, I mean, I'm all for it, ladies.
Yeah,
keep those eyes and ears open.
You'll be open casting till you're 100.
Well, I just think I'll be open energy.
Are you very honest with every person?
I'm not going to lie to them if they ask me, but I'm also not going to be like, hey, just so you know,
yeah,
I'm seeing two other people. There was one point I was
seeing a red flag.
Three people in a 1 kilometer radius. It was stressful.
I remember that.
Like casually, very casually seeing them.
No, I remember you telling me. You were stressed.
And if any of them had asked me, I would have been like, yeah, I'm seeing. But I was like, oh man, this is too close to home.
What did the old, what's that famous wordsmith, Kelly Clarkson, what doesn't kill you makes me stronger?
Yeah, well, I don't know if that applies here. Okay, next one, number 5, orbiting. After ceasing direct communication, orbiting occurs when one party continues to engage with another social media activities. It can create a confusing scenario where the orbiter maintains a presence in someone's life without actual interaction. So, for example, like,
what do you mean? Yeah.
You've dumped me, right? But then it's like all of a sudden I'm just always on your social media.
Yeah, nah,
like I'm
annoying.
Just like orbiting around you. I'm just like a little bee. It should be called being.
So
like,
people do that on purpose just to make.
Yeah.
Wait, is it like I dump you, for example?
Yeah, and I'm a bit like, fuck you. Like, how dare you dump me? But then I'm just going to keep showing up in like all aspects of your life. For example, just showing up at your work or showing up on social media.
So it's not I dump you, but to still maintain some sort of control and make you still be in love with me, I'm still going to appear, walk past your coffee shop for a coffee or whatever it is, you know what I mean? Just to make you still think about me. It's because
Do you know what? I think it could apply to you doing it to me.
That's what I reckon. It's
see,
a bit more of a control thing.
Yeah, that's manipulative.
I don't like that.
You can't not want me, but
people
want to
do that.
Life.
I don't want you, but I want you to still want
totally.
Me.
Totally. I don't want you, but I don't want to see you happy with
it's
someone
control.
Else.
It's gross.
It's gross.
Well, yeah.
I actually think one of the most toxic traits is that, like, you would be spiteful of someone else's like happiness
joy.
Despite like, so for example, this guy that I was seeing maybe last year, he's now got a girlfriend and that makes me so happy. Like I messaged him. I was like, oh my God, you got a girlfriend.
It shouldn't be.
Makes
awkward,
me
should
so
it?
Happy. And he was just like, oh, this is kind of weird. And I'm like, no, it's not because like we clearly weren't for each other. I'm not for you.
Well, it depends on, you know, if he sees you and he had more love for you than you had him.
To any of my exes, whoever you're with now, oh, go off. I mean, they're never going to be
not
me.
Not one person. Yeah, of course. There's not one person you in your life that would walk past you if you walked across the street and you'd either walk on opposite ends, like you just avoid?
Probably not.
What if, is there anyone that if you did walk past each other in the street,
I would,
you say that you're happy for them, but you would instantly fall in love again?
Nah. See, there's definitely people
no
that
one.
Have like gotten away or ones that like could have been the one.
But what if they still are?
I don't, nah, they're not. There's a reason it ended.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Of course. Just think that like there's people that I love and love forever, but there's like,
different
I'm not
type
in
of
love with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just love them as a person.
Yeah.
And I want nothing but happiness for them and know that I'm not their person and they're not mine.
Is there someone in your life like that is the one that got away? That,
yeah, there is.
If you had your time again, you would have married?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where are they now?
I can't say.
Are they married?
Nah. They're but single? Do you know what? I think it'll be weird the day that all our exes get married. Like, I think it just could have been like, that could have been us.
I had an ex.
get married.
Yeah, of course. Like, you know, of course, the best. Yeah, same thing. It's like a relief.
Yeah.
Like, thank you.
Really?
Not thinking about me anymore because look at me.
I didn't say relief. You said it.
No, I had another one who I have no idea and I don't want to know anything.
Yeah.
But I was like hoping they would get married just so they were like out of my life. Like I was like, need that person to meet someone.
No, I think
so
what
they
you need
stalking me.
That person needs therapy. I wouldn't say they need to get married to fix that problem.
I believe they should be.
Okay. Next one. Conscious dating. Conscious dating. Oh, actually, no, sorry. Roaching. Roaching refers to the act of secretly dating multiple people without informing them about each other.
Yeah, nah, that's
so
the worst.
This is exactly what you just said. Don't do that.
That's horrible.
Because like imagine I was like six dates in with like four people.
Yeah, no, that's not nice.
And also like STDs and things. Like, come on.
Oh,
just
gross, Renee.
No, well, I'm not saying I have any.
In your world.
And even then, there's not shouldn't be taboo around sexual health. I think it's an important conversation. But I just think there's more factors to that when you're dating multiple people that need to be considered.
Again, but is it go back to, and I'm just being devil's advocate here, I don't agree with it, but if the person doesn't ask any questions, do you have to give them answers that they haven't asked for?
I don't think so. Like, I don't think.
So why do you have to tell them about the others then?
Well, I think from a sexual health point of view,
I'm not thinking about that though. I'm talking about dates.
Sure.
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm saying you're having coffee with these
but
people.
I think if you're lying.
We live two different worlds.
If you're lying about it. Mm-mm.
My first dates were coffees. What were yours?
Oh, mine not.
I don't
want to
know.
Usually
I don't
want to
know.
Walks in the parks. No, walks
okay,
in
that's
the parks.
All right.
Okay, conscious dating. Conscious dating emphasizes deeper connections based on shared values, interests, and life goals, moving away from superficial encounters. It involves a more thoughtful, intentional approach to dating where individuals seek partners who contribute to their personal growth. So really, you're dating for like a life coach.
Yeah. No, I don't. You don't need to be preached to. It's good to explore and have open conversations, but I don't want someone preaching to me.
Yeah, but like maybe, see, I see people date with like intentions all the time. They're like, I'm dating because like I want to be wine and dine, or I'm dating because I want to, you know, be motivated to be fitter. So maybe they're dating someone that goes to the gym. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because is it using and abusing a little bit?
I do see. Unless that you genuinely fall in love, because you can see both ends. Someone could do that and actually fall in love and marry them and it's great. Or there's the opposite where you just, you are just using, which is not nice.
Okay. Next one, pocketing. Pocketing is when someone you're dating keeps you hidden from their friends and family. This action suggests that they may not see a long-term future with you.
No, not true.
Okay.
This is in the WOG community, and all my WOGs, shout out to you. They would agree. I've always...
Just shouting out to your WOGs on the pod.
I've always...
Shout out to the vegans while you're here.
I've always kept my, you know, my family in the loop. My parents have always known about, you know, partners and stuff.
Yeah.
But many, you know, and Melita, unless, you know, maybe it's a more of a cultural thing, you don't introduce the partner until you know their marriage.
Until
to your parents. No, that's proper.
Really?
A lot of, you know, Albanians wear...
So pocketing isn't a bad thing?
No, it's like you just... You don't just bring anyone to Christmas.
Totally.
You don't just bring anyone
to
dinner. And part of me, I really, in reflection, it's easier to say now that I'm with, you know, Melita getting married, but I wish I hadn't as well. I did that to keep an open communication with my parents.
Wish you hadn't told them so early?
Not that it was early, just like they don't, you know, once they meet them, they've got to add it. Your parents are invested, your sisters and
so
all that.
So then if it doesn't work out, the breakup's even harder.
Yeah. So I wish I had just waited, but it's easy to say once you're married.
Totally.
And stuff, you know?
I think like there's definitely been people that I've dated where I'm like, oh, I probably don't want to introduce it to my friends because it's going to be like a babysitting job 101. Yeah. But like,
but is that not the writing on the wall already?
Yeah.
If you don't want to introduce,
I knew it wasn't, and I pocketed someone.
Oh, you
for
have.
Sure.
See, I don't have the biggest problem with it if it's for the right intentions. Like, if we go back to what I'm saying, if you want, like, if it's
something
you're
about
like,
privacy.
I want to, but I'm not going to.
Totally.
But, or every part of me wants to introduce you to my family and friends, but I don't want to yet because until you prove to me you're 2,000% my forever, or until I know in my heart.
Yes, no one's
nice
proving their love
saying.
For you. Jesus.
Well, they should. I should be on The Bachelor. But yes, no.
Okay, yeah, pocketing. Look, I've done it, but I also think there's something nice about being private and enjoying that you and them space.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay, Wonder Love. Finding romance through shared travel adventures speaks to the desire for connections that transcend ordinary settings. So this is celebrating the discovery of love in new places. So it's really just, I feel like this is just
traveling.
Like open spirit. Falling in love with who's convenient for the time.
Yeah, that just sounds like a backpacker guy.
Yeah, this sounds screamy, like Wonder Love in the midst of Tahiti.
I'm in Greece, I fell in love with a girl. No, you didn't.
Hey, that's a good TV show, Wonder Love.
Yeah, great idea.
All right, I'll pitch it.
Hey, I've got a really good TV show idea. This is so off topic.
Okay.
Can I tell you off air?
Yeah.
Because you might be able to make it happen.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, okay. Two more. Zombieing. When someone who previously ghosted reappears without acknowledging the past, it brings up unique challenges to forgiveness and moving forward. Oh. For example, we've all been there. You get a bit tipsy. You message an ex or you message someone that like you maybe had a smooch with months, years ago. I've definitely done this in the past.
So you've like, zombied someone.
Yeah, so like you ended things with someone, right? And then all of a sudden you've had a few drinks, maybe you're craving connection and you just like slide in. And it just kind of acknowledging that like things were ended, but hey, I'm back again. Oh, for sure.
Is that selfish?
We've all done that.
Well, what if they've got a partner?
Oh, well, no, that's not okay.
But have you done
but
it?
But also, how do you know they have a partner?
Oh, you pretend you haven't seen their Instagram, haven't you? Oh.
No, I haven't. Oh.
I haven't seen your Instagram.
But that's why it's called zombie. Zombie.
I look like a zombie.
I think you've done it.
Oh, yeah?
I think you've done it.
I haven't. I haven't zombied nobody.
Stop it.
Imitating you.
Okay. Okay. One more for us. Benching. Keeping someone as a backup while exploring other options.
Nah,
illustrates.
Everyone does this in their early stages. I haven't, but I see it so much with people. Oh, I don't like it, though.
This I know. And even the term benching just sounds a bit grim. Like, yeah. It sounds like you made the Matildas and you mean bench. Like,
and to anyone listening, I'm going to be a bit Renee here. If you aren't someone's first priority, you should not be chasing them. Run away.
100%.
If they aren't your first priority, if you are someone's backup, get out of whatever
totally.
You're in.
Totally. And can I just say, for someone to just love you is not enough. Like for me, I'm so passionate in all friendships, relationships, in any aspect. The baseline is love.
Yeah.
The rest, man, you got a lot to do. Yeah. Like, yeah, I just
Do you
think,
still expect like years on to have your door open for you in the car and all that sort of stuff?
No.
Why not?
What do you mean? Why would you expect that from me? Because I'm
no,
oh,
I opened the
like
door
three
for you.
Years into a relationship.
Yeah, of course. I still open the door for Melita.
Yeah, I think that's lovely. That aligns for your traditional narrative. Then go for it.
But what if it's not traditional? I don't think traditional aside. I just think it's like
nice that's nice manners. Do. And but I would. How would you feel if I opened the door for you?
Oh, yuck! No,
really?
I'd shut it, and I'd sit there until you've walked around. The other
but
side
you open the door for kids.
Out. Yeah, good
What's
point.
What's the difference?
No, do you know, if you open the door for me, I wouldn't mind. I'd be like, thank you. But then I'd have to. It'd play on my mind. And when we got back in the car, I'd have to go and make sure.
Oh,
I'd,
God. Yeah. See, I think that's an ego thing.
Yeah.
Okay, let us know if you've done any of these dating trends. I'm keen to see like how these evolved. I just love the word like kitten fishing. That's just
That was my
so
favorite
cute.
One. I think that was my favorite
and
one.
And roaching, so cute.
Roaching's gross. Cockroach. You're a zombie.
Breadcrumbing's definitely the highlight for me. Surely if you're listening to this, you've done one or maybe someone's done to you. And
you're a zombie.
No.
You zombied and I got kidney fished by Melita. That's what we found out.
Well, it's not. Oh, God. Okay. Zombie. Thanks so much for listening. We loved having that conversation. Oh, did we? But we do love you guys, our listeners. So please like, subscribe, download that bloody episode.
Yeah, we love your help. It does help us out as well. And you know what? Flick us a message. We've got socials as well. Just search Josiah and Renee or In the Middle of the Podcast.
Absolutely. We'd love to get you involved in our conversations. Until next week when we are back in your ears. Don't forget to clean them out. That's gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting. 3 p.m. next Monday. We'll speak to you then.